During last year's presidential election, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders led an insurgent campaign that brought the word socialism out of the political shadows and to the attention of the American voter. Now the group that endorsed him has been gaining momentum around the country and here in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on the Pittsburgh Democratic Socialists of America and their goals for this region.
We are going to take our fight for economic justice, for social justice, for environmental sanity, for a world of peace to every one of those states.
That's Sanders speaking on the campaign trail in March 2016. He's rallying supporters over his campaign's core values, things like universal health care, free college tuition, and a higher minimum wage. They're all subjects that Ariel Cohen says she's passionate about, but when she was first approached about joining the Democratic Socialists of America, or DSA, she was hesitant.
What I said exactly was, I'm definitely a capital F feminist, but I think I'm a lowercase s socialist.
Cohen says she was drawn in by DSA's anti-capitalist philosophy that says policy should benefit working people, not big corporations and wealthy individuals. A longtime activist for reproductive rights in Occupy Wall Street, Cohen says she was attracted to the issues at the heart of DSA's local chapter.
We are engaged in the housing crisis in Pittsburgh, the lead crisis. We're also trying to continue solidarity and support with actions like protecting the ACA so that we can fight for Medicare for all.
And it seems to be working, says University of Pittsburgh political science professor Mary Long. She says activist groups have an influence on the major parties, pointing to the growing number of congressional Democrats who are supporting the idea of single-payer health care. The concept, which DSA calls Medicare for All, has long been central to their cause. She says the growth in their membership, 300 locally and 25,000 nationally, can be attributed to a couple things.
Bernie Sanders is a huge reason that people give, and then sort of the uptick in all of these types of liberal groups and liberal activism, which is just reaction against the presidency of Donald Trump.
Long says while Sanders has been criticized for detracting from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, she thinks the reason for voters' frustration lies elsewhere.
People are sort of organized by how much they dislike the other party, as opposed to how much they really like their own party.
DSA's co-chair Adam Schuck says his organization isn't looking to pull people away from the Democratic Party. Rather, he sees election-related action as one facet of their work and wants people to better understand socialism.
They might have, maybe like dusty old visions of Stalin and breadlines in the USSR. That's not really our politics.
Right now, the DSA will work within the existing Democratic structure to improve it and make it more equitable. Schuck says the ultimate goal is to increase the political strength of working people.
At the end of the day, the project of this American Socialist Left is to create a mass workers' movement to eventually take power and create a better society.
Until then, Schuck says DSA members will work incrementally, organizing marches and rallies and teaching new members how to advocate for democratic socialism. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.